House Resolution 1, much of which was authored by the late civil rights leader and congressman, John Lewis, touches on virtually every aspect of the electoral process. It would restrict partisan gerrymandering of congressional districts, strike down hurdles to voting, and bring transparency to a murky campaign finance system that allows wealthy donors to anonymously bankroll political causes. H.R. 1, the For the People Act, would also require states to automatically register eligible voters and offer same-day registration. It would limit states' ability to purge registered voters from their rolls and mandate the restoration of former felons' voting rights in states where they aren't allowed to vote. Among dozens of other provisions, it would also require states to offer 15 days of early voting and allow no-excuse absentee balloting. Representative Zoe Lofgren of California's Silicon Valley describes the bill as a way to ensure that record numbers of American voters in 2020 continue to exercise their civic duty for generations to come.
In this face of the pandemic, a lot of jurisdictions made it easier for people to vote. They engaged in no excuse absentee voting. They engaged in early voting. And what did we see? The largest number of Americans voting in modern history. More Republicans voted, more Democrats voted. And you know who won? The American people won. Because when people participate and own their own government, that's what we need in our country. So H.R. 1 really is to preserve the opportunity for people to vote. After that enormous turnout, we saw Republican legislatures all over the country try and stop that voting, to stop the absentee voting, to impose barriers, to make it harder for Americans to vote. H.R. 1 would put a stop to that.
Republicans, who hold a slim minority in the chamber, have framed the bill's voting accessibility mandates as anti-states' rights. Members like Representative Kat Kamak of Florida's 3rd District campaigned to amend provisions that would require broader campaign finance transparency.
Section 4208 is a dangerous provision of this bill that will put people's private information on display and put their personal security at risk. This section aims to forbid anonymous speech. Throughout American history, anonymous speech about political matters have played a vital role, from the Federalist Papers to those who supported the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. Many in history had very legitimate fears of having their identities uncovered and relied on anonymous speech to show their support for certain policies and initiatives. Section 4208 removes the protection of anonymous speech forever.
The bill would also depoliticize the once-in-a-decade congressional redistricting process, also known as gerrymandering, requiring that nonpartisan commissions rather than state legislators make the changes. Under current rules, Republicans, who control 12 more state legislators than Democrats, will have a massive advantage in the 2022 redistricting cycle. The bill is expected to pass along party lines and advance to the Senate, where Democrats will face the unlikely challenge of securing the 60 votes necessary under current filibuster rules. Noah Litwer, reporting from Oakland, California.